I got Rindy on next. Rindy, Dr. Rindy. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Mom. Hi. Sorry
Hi.
About that. Hi.
That's okay. I was sitting here going, okay, I'm ready.
I heard you. I just took a minute.
It's okay.
Hi. So talk to us about who you are, what you do, where you were when you started with me, where you are now, what's going on?
Well, I've been with you for 2 years now. I had done a couple of your group programs before. And when you made this offer, we talked, and I thought, you know what? I could do it by myself very slowly, or I could get some help. I am a naprapath. That's N-A-P-R-A-P-A-T-H. In the Chicago area. If you're not in Illinois or New Mexico, you've probably not heard of my profession. We're hands-on therapists, and the way I work would be somewhere between a very gentle chiropractor and a naturopath. I do both the physical work, I do energy medicine, I do nutrition counseling. Basically, I help people get to the clear the blocks that are keeping them from getting well, so the body's own self-healing can take place.
Yeah.
And the big thing for me is because I have a relatively small practice and I like it that way, just because I get to know all my clients. You're not in and out in 10 minutes. It's a rather intimate process.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not my goal to see 100 people a day like it is in some in my type of profession. I'm happy with 5 or 6. That's mm-hmm. pretty much what my lifestyle and my energy can handle. Of course, they're paying me more, so because we're spending that time together.
Right.
But I thought that I just had to fix everybody, that when people came to me was that I had to literally wave my magic wand over people and poof, they were better. So a lot of what Ann and I have done together that meant a lot to me was mindset. I had done some other group programs that were about the how and the why, the how, but I never got there. I just never really did anything with them. I am queen of the shiny objects and really need to get focused on who I wanted to serve and how I wanted to serve them, because I was trying to be everything to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting there. I still, I still like to look at fun stuff. I've got a whole bunch of tools, but we're getting focused.
Yes.
And what's really funny is my I don't have enough money threshold has changed.
Ooh, talk about that.
Yeah, let's just say that there's a bit more to spend.
Ah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So in other words, there's more money coming in.
There's more money coming in, and on the times when there's not a whole lot of money, I'm not freaking out because I know it's coming.
Yes. And you are creating, like we just spent an hour, not quite an hour on the phone, but we spent time looking over a lot of things that are potential offerings for your people as well, organizing them into more, learning about them first, but now organizing comes next, right? That's a process, guys, like figuring that stuff out is a process. Yeah. That's pretty cool. So what would you say were the biggest things you got from being in the Diamond program, Rindy?
I'm a different kind of person. I am not, although probably a lot of people on this call too, everybody that works with you is just awesome. But just that the people who are my people will love me the way I am. And if they don't, and if somebody doesn't love me, that's okay too.
Yeah.
That there are, that there are plenty out there for me. I've learned to accept the way I do things. I discovered, or I remembered recently, that even though I'm sort of an introvert, I love the stage. I like either a very small group or a very large group. So I had the opportunity to speak for my profession, to do an hour. And I just went through, I made myself insane writing this. That's what I'd always done in the past. I would write a paper, and I would write this amazing A paper the day before it was due, but I would be working it in my head for weeks or months or however. Mm-hmm. But I would drive myself crazy knowing, oh, my gosh, I want to get this thing out there, and it's just not happening. So finally we flipped my – what I was thinking was, I'm not presenting a paper. I'm writing a script. This is a fun, informative talk. Mm-hmm. I'm not even trying to sell anything. I'm just opening eyes to other things. And as soon as I made that switch in my head, it all happened, PowerPoint and all. And, you know, never done that either. I'm learning.
And you stopped all the angst.
Yeah,
you stopped all the angst, yes. Yeah.
And you know the call that we did last week? No script.
No script. I love it.
No script. Just a little bit at the beginning for the intro, but then it was freewheeling.
So what I'm hearing is, like, you have more freedom in your business, but in a different way than Ron, right? You have freedom.
Right.
Yeah. Freedom to just be who you are and bring that to the world and celebrate it and honor it. Yeah.
And I can choose, too, if I want to do an in-person, because that's my preference. But I can also do some things online. We've worked on what can I do, because with our licenses, we're kind of stuck in Chicago.
Right. So, we're still working on that piece. But there are things that you can do, that I know you can do, to create online. I know you can.
Right.
No question. So we're still working on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm coming back from home. So.
Yeah, she just signed up again. So, I mean, it's so cool. It's so cool to be able to continue to work with you. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Rindy.